alternative gift ideas. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. Many shoppers this year are looking for gift ideas that will cost less but mean more to the recipients. Gary Crawford has the story.
This time of year, we are expected to come up with holiday gifts.
I think that most people are going to spend less and find different ways of celebrating the holidays.
That's Nancy Lewis. She's a University of Maryland Extension family finance expert, and her view is supported by poll after poll of shoppers this year who are looking for inexpensive ways to celebrate the season, both in meals and in gifts. So with that in mind, if you can't afford to give a lot of expensive gifts, you can certainly make some.
Food is always a welcomed gift, and I think that is going to be a big thing. Another thing will be any other type of homemade gift.
Because some work and thought went into them. Along that same line, here's another idea.
Giving service coupons out, stating that you will help someone babysit or you will help a neighbor rake his or her leaves up.
Also, you know, if you have always been in charge of the holiday meal, you know that can be a very expensive proposition. And so Nancy Lewis suggests getting together with those folks who normally come over for that dinner or meal, whatever it is. And this year,
sharing the responsibility for the holiday meal.
So everyone would be giving a gift of food and fellowship to each other. And again, it looks like these kinds of ways to celebrate and to give are going to be very much in this year. Even the retail industry realizes that. Ellen Davis with the National Retail Federation told us,
we're seeing many people want to focus on gifts that have a little bit of emotion behind them. So maybe they are making a calendar with family photos. People are putting a lot of thought into holiday gifts this year because they don't feel like they're able to spend as much money as they may have in previous years.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.